This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So real quick, you know, I've been thinking a lot about a couple things. And during an interview today, something kind of populated in my mind that really stood out that I want to start with, which is I've come to realize that so much is working for me because on paper, so much did not work for me as a child. You know, when you're born in a different country and you move and you immigrate, there's always going to be struggles within that. And so I was born in the Soviet Union. We came to the US when I was 3, and you know, I lived in a studio apartment with multiple family members. It was not glamorous. I had to learn the language, and at 4 and 5 years old, got picked on quite a bit for not being able to speak English. I was an all-time atrocious student, which meant my teachers and the parents of my best friends basically on me and told me I wouldn't be successful. I was not ridiculously physically gifted for athletics, so I wasn't dominating in sports. And so when I think about what makes me happy, forget about financially successful, because to be very frank, something that I've decided I'm gonna spend the next 80 years of my life on is I genuinely think as a society, we have to redefine success and dramatically start downplaying money and start playing up happiness. I appreciate that, and I really mean it, by the way. No question to me, one of the reasons I think I'm a successful entrepreneur is because I love the game, not the trophies that come from winning the game. And I think that a lot of people are chasing money because they want to buy to conceal insecurities and unhappiness because we're so worried about judgment from everybody else or to prove to everybody else we're winning, and it's completely and we need to completely transform it. And I'm thinking a lot about that. But on that note, all that losing as a kid made me not fear it. The enormous reason, I'm gonna rant for another 1650 seconds and tell you to produce an ungodly amount of content on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, podcast. I will rant and I will push and I will prod and I'll come up with 4 classic analogies and 2 new ones because I love improv, and I'm gonna basically try to will down your throat the thought that you need to put out pictures, video, and written word on the internet, on this device, at scale, because the fact that we get to be humans during this internet era where you get to post for free and get free distribution, and yes, eventually the organic reach of the algorithm goes down and everybody cries about it, but let me remind all of you, it's free. I will sit here and pound that message down your throat. I will talk about self-awareness, how you have to be good and figure out what you're good at. Are you comfortable in front of a camera? No, no big deal. Audio clip it. Great, you're not good at that? Right. I don't care how you do it. I definitely don't think you should do it like I do it. I do it my way. But if you are not producing content around your business or whatever you're trying to achieve by being here, you are in a place where you will continue to lose leverage while the person that does produce content for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, they will continue to gain leverage. It's as simple as that. Everything that has happened in society around the human race over the last forever years has been predicated on communication. Everything that you're talking about in your life, parenting, politics, business, entertainment, is completely predicated on contextual, contemporary communication. And I have really nothing else to say. I can literally leave the stage right now and feel good. I mean that. I couldn't be more passionate around getting everybody to understand that wherever we go with the Q&A right now, it's all gonna lead to one thing, which is, do you understand yourself and what you're trying to achieve? Are you in a place where you've actually started the process of not worrying about what your parents or your friends or your spouse thinks about you? And once you get into that good place, you will not fear to post content on. I do not fear posting content of me taking, you know, a Saturday and garage sailing and buying something for $4 and selling it for $8 and having enormous joy in that, even though hundreds of comments on YouTube are, well, you lost money because of fuel and time. I don't give a fuck, Larry. I do not fear about putting out the content that I will put over the next month about everybody should invest in sports cards, because I think I'm right, and I don't care if you think I'm stupid or it's a waste of time. You can only start communicating and getting results for your business when you believe. The amount of people sitting in this room that actually don't believe in the shit they sell is devastating. You're selling it because you want money. You know how many people right now are a cannabis and cryptocurrency expert, and 5 minutes ago they were a social media expert, and a week ago they were a real estate expert? You're chasing. And I don't think that's a good strategy. There is nothing passive about building wealth. There is no system. There's no shortcut. It's a marathon. I worked every day for 15 years before I put out a piece of content in my life. You're not getting there quick. Nobody's inventing Uber in this room. We need to quantify what's happening here. And what's happening here is we are ridiculously lucky to be living right now because our grandparents didn't have the ability to have the internet in their pocket. This computer that I'm holding in my hands is more powerful than the computer that Ronald Reagan had running America in the 80s. That is insanity. We have completely not contextualized the opportunity. The other thing that we have not contextualized is time. If there's been any breakthrough in my mind over the last half decade, it's, oh, my ability to contextualize time slightly better than the masses is why I'm so happy. Of course I can be patient when I think 43 is young as f***. You know how many people are sitting here at 28, nervous as f***, thinking they missed their moment? We need to contextualize time. When you start thinking in long terms, I mean, how many people under 40 in this room? Raise your hand. When you realize that you're gonna live two more full lives, two more, what you've just lived up to this moment, that you're gonna do that two more full times, all of a sudden, not getting results tomorrow feels a little bit more palpable. We lack patience. We lack patience, which leads to behavior because you're looking for a quick score. It's the same old business is no different than fitness. Business is no different than fitness. You wanna get more fit? Eat healthy and work out. But nobody wants to do it because chocolate and sleeping in is fun. And celery and treadmills suck. The reason so many people don't like my content is I've got no quick move for you. I don't have it. I have no interest in selling you anything or giving you some trick pandering and showing you how good I have it so you want it like me. Here's what I know about entrepreneurship. It's lonely as f***. This game is lonely. You know what entrepreneurship is? You're on at all times. I've got 5 offices globally, and right now there might be a leak in the Singapore office, and that's my problem, right? It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. And it takes a long, long, long time. We are now in the era where entrepreneurship is cool. For everybody who is 35 and older, we grew up when it wasn't cool. For everybody who's 25 and younger, people like me seem cool now. We were dorks in the 80s. And you have to understand, that's fine, but what that makes me fearful of is the following. Unless you love your game, somebody else who loves it more is gonna work harder and smarter and beat you. Please understand that self-awareness and patience are the foundation of a happy, successful business, and they are words that are not being talked about at all. You know why so many people here don't have the Instagram following they want or aspire to? It's because every piece of content you put out is selfish, not selfless. You care about how many likes. I'm so pumped that the likes are gone in this country. It's the single best thing. It really is. You're pandering to short-term metrics and putting out that you're not even happy about because subconsciously you know it will do better than the shit that you actually want to talk about. We are living in really interesting times, and I come here this evening with one specific agenda, which is unless you are 100% committed to your audience and playing a ridiculous long game, you are going to become more and more vulnerable every day because people that are gonna put out content. Do you know how many scam artists I f***ed up by giving out all my information for free? There is no $8,000 ebook with me. And that is what is going to happen everywhere. Whoever brings the most value is going to win. And unless that's your framework, you will become vulnerable. And I highly recommend you heed this call. I highly recommend it. How many people here have more than 10 employees? Raise your hand. Really interesting subject for me, I've been spending a ton of time on. It's amazing to me, for whatever reason, DNA-wise, how I believe that I have 1,000 employees and that means I work for 1,000 people versus they work for me. I'm watching enormous mismanagement at people with employees. How do I motivate my employees to care like me? You don't. You want your employees to care like you? Give them equal equity like you have. You know, I'm watching all these patterns and it's just really exciting for me to try to get people to understand what's happening and what the opportunity is. And that, my friends, is we are now finally at maturity of the internet. People have it on their phone 24/7. We are at scale. We're in the mix now. This is real life. This is secondary. You don't like it? Sorry. But that is how it's playing out. And unless you are good at this, you become unbelievably vulnerable. So let me sneak in some tactics before I go into Q&A. A couple things that are just important and I know a lot of people look to me for. I never know what's next. You know, inevitably somebody's gonna ask me, Gary, but what's the next platform? You're always so right. I don't know. I just know what's current. And a lot of times that feels like I'm predicting, but all I'm doing is moving quickly in the reality. Here's what I can tell you is going on in Australia specifically. If you are not producing an enormous amount of content for LinkedIn, you are missing out on Facebook 2011. Regardless if you're B2B or B2C, whether you sell bikinis direct to consumer or you have a consulting firm, if you are not producing content right now for LinkedIn, you are missing a monster opportunity. The organic reach of just posting on LinkedIn as if it was Facebook 9 years ago is at a level that I haven't seen since Facebook. I couldn't recommend it more for every single person here, regardless of your business. It has gone away from being a recruiting tool to a content microphone. Number two, influencer marketing. It continues to be one of the most underpriced executions in the world. It's gotten mature. There are absolutely people with huge followings that are now overpriced, but the long tail of influencer marketing is a remarkable arbitrage, and I highly recommend you get more educated on that environment. TikTok. TikTok is fascinating to me because I keep watching people make the same mistakes over and over. Literally the same person that on Instagram 7 years ago saying it was for their kids and then tried to catch up 2 years ago on TikTok right now saying it's their kids. Whether TikTok becomes something as big as Instagram and mainstream for all ages, I'm not sure. But it is at such scale at this point, and enough people over the age of 20 are going on the platform at scale, that now for this entire room, if you're a 67-year-old lawyer, I want to know what your TikTok strategy is. And so for me, everyone's always looking for, it's amazing. They want the answer, and then when you give it to them, they want to push against it. It's right in your face. I highly recommend you start auditing and spend 5 to 10 hours on TikTok, consume. You'll see plenty of dumb shit, plenty of lipping and dancing and music, but be thoughtful. Search your hashtags and see what's in there. This takes work. I spend all my hours listening. It seems like I'm always talking. It's because I spend every second you don't see me listening. I watch. Those three observations are tried and true. I will, as you know, how many people here consume my content? Thank you. I will, like you've seen me do, replay this exact video in 9 years, basically with a headline of, Brizzy, I told you, why didn't you do it? This is what's going to happen. So please heed those three opportunities and get educated. If you, look, why the are you here? Like, if you're here for some reason, which is, I assume, you want something good to happen after you've allocated this day. For me, if you've allocated this time, which I'm so humbled by, to listen to this information, I'm desperate to figure out how to get you to do something with the information. To be in a place where you want more for yourself, whatever that may be, happiness, dollars, I don't get to judge, you do you. Please do the 10 hours of work that I just asked you to do to actually read and watch on those three executions and do something. My friends, you can't read about push-ups. You have to do them. You can't read or listen to what I'm saying. You have to do it. And that's what got me over the last 3 years into this part of it. I couldn't understand 5 or 6 years ago when I was handing you the keys why you weren't driving that car. And what I ended up realizing was it was all up here. There's a stunning amount of fear in this room about putting out content. How you look, what you're gonna say, what are the comments gonna say? Just a crippling amount of inaction because of the fear of people's opinions that you don't even know. And even worse, opinions of the people you love the most. And so for me, that has become an incredibly important place for me to focus on. So for me, I just have no interest in being half pregnant. I have no interest in being stuck in the middle. There's only two things for me. The macro, which is, why are you living your life based on other people's opinions? And then the micro, what are the tactics, the individual executions that actually get you to what you want? The biggest thing that I would love for this room to start doing is to start really thinking about the notion of being great at producing written words, audio, and video per the 10 platforms so that it's contextual to the platform. I just pushed a lot of you to do LinkedIn. Looking at this room, 11 of you will do it. Of those 11, if you're listening right now, remember this. When somebody's on LinkedIn and going through the content, they're in a business mindset. When they're on Instagram, they're in an entertainment mindset. So the way you convey your message is extremely important. The adjectives you use, the analogies you use, the examples you use, it has to base on the psychology. Every one of us is in a different place when we're on different platforms. You have to pander, you have to be contextual to that. So whatever you have to say about what you're doing, make sure you're being empathetic and strategic to how they're thinking when they see it. That is why I do well on each platform. I strategize around the content in reverse engineering, the psychology, in the same way that I'm trying to do that as I'm on this stage right now. What, for an audience that has so much content that they've consumed for me, can I say right now? It's why I took 40 minutes and switched it, because you can hear this every day because I'm consistent as but what I get to do right now is use the Q&A to be contextual as thank you, Brizzy.